Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. This is going to be a pretty cool show because tomorrow is going to be Star Wars Day as it is May the 4th, and our item shop is updating. I'm recording this as of 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. It updates in 11 hours. That means it's going to be updating around like 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock. So be on the lookout for that. 1 o'clock, probably around 1 or 2 Eastern is when it should update. And we'll go over what's in the item shop right now at the end, towards the end after our break, because right now we have some news to cover as the first part of the Epic versus Epic lawsuit has started. And we don't really have much news on that, but what we do have news on is Epic accidentally posted some documents of collaborations that they had. And I'm getting all this info from iFireMonkey. So there is a lot of encrypted files, but we have a lot of stuff here. Starting off, we have some stuff. This one's from Fortnite Status. This has nothing to do with what I was talking about with I'm actually going to do that next with the documents. But first off, they have made some changes to the game. Two favorites have returned. They unbolted the tactical shotgun and the infantry rifle. And you can actually find this in I've only seen them in blue, but you can also get them in gold. And so I think it's all rarities probably. They doubled the chance of crafting parts in floor loot again. So that means you'll have even more of a chance to find them as floor loot. Mech parts dropped from cars is increased by 50%. That's really good. And they improved loot chances for fishing spots, supply drops, and bunker chests to favor classic weapons. So this is really cool. But then going on to the documents that was posted, the first thing the in the there's one thing in it that says Epic Games was working in the past on a 4v4 bots mode at startup with a prototype being built and created that wasn't ready for a release. They have some exclusive stats. They have previous mobile exclusive skin stats, and so there's a bunch of different stuff in here. I don't really know what these mean by the numbers, but if you want to go look at them, you can. You cannot actually find these anymore. I do not think that at least that you can find this information anymore. I think they're not meaning to post all of it, but they will be having most of it back. Most of the stuff I think you can still find. But then also they were planning to do a special offer with Verizon for an exclusive outfit during the quarter two of 2020, and I don't know if that's happening or not. And then they're also planning for quarter two to have or no, sorry, quarter three to have the Samsung Galaxy Note 11 exclusive outfit, pre-install game launcher, and co-marketing. Pretty cool. And then they have the base 2020 baseline revenue. And so this is where you can see what they have made from and which platforms. Like we're just gonna go like what they made from June to May of 2020. In total, they made 1.038 billion with a B. That's yes, $1 billion. Now this is before all the cuts, I'm pretty sure, because this is just a baseline revenue. And it actually says what platforms they made it from. So from PS4, they made $440.2 million. Dollars from Xbox, so by far the most spent in any of these is PS4. Most people spend their money on PS4, is what I have found. But then Xbox One at $246.3 million, Switch at $152.2 million, PC at $124.7 million, Android at $10.7 million, iOS at $63.7 million. And Google at $0.3 million. So that's still, even though the Google one is small, it's still a lot of money. But the one that I have found, and then you can also see the 2020 total where they made $2.504 billion in 2020. So that's crazy. Also in here, there's some just, I really don't know what all of these mean. There's a lot of different stuff. They have awareness marketing, like influencer marketing endorsements. They show who they were planning to work with. And I think these ones are kind of old. But they had FaZe Clan on it, Ninja, just a face ninja, and E3, which is a convention. Social media, YouTube, Mixer, and Twitch. National cable TV, they were working on getting marketing on, which is ESPN, TNT, and Fox. For them, for customer acquisitions in store, merch set next to existing platforms, free trial offers with purchase and training for associates, online dedicated category page, free trial offers, and Walmart video customers SSO. I don't know what that means exactly. So there's just a lot of information on here. If you wanted to go look at it, you can go to FireMonkey's Twitter. And then according to the documents, Walmart had plans in 2019 for a streaming service like Stadia called Project Storm. They had their portfolio of social entertainment and their different things. Fortnite, the biggest game in the world, they say, over 350 million accounts, cross-platform play across 7 platforms, most watched game on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook, over 89 million social followers, IP integrations across every pillar of entertainment. 350 million accounts. That's a lot. And then House Party, the face-to-face social network, joined Epic in June 2019, a top 5 social networking app in the U.S. as of May 2020, cross-platform support for mobile, macOS, and browsers, and expanding to new countries and audiences in 2020, 78 million accounts. And then for creators of Psyonix, the creators of Rocket League joined Epic in May of 2019. Rocket League launched in June of 2015, all-time high CCU in March 2020 after amassing tens of millions of players, one of the top PC and console launches in the past 5 years, and developing mobile-like games, and that's 73 million accounts for the Psyonix games. So these are just some crazy stats. They had some plans for a Fortnite club, and then this was before Fortnite's crew. This is the original that they were planning on doing. So they had the you could get the monthly subscription, which was the Fortnite club for $12, and then you could add on Apple TV Plus for $4.99 and Apple Music for $9.99 for a total of $20. They would co-promote with Apple content both in-game and at the subscription level, and the offer bundle ideally includes the following key features: available globally, represent a cost saving of at least $5, allow for a single point of purchase to receive both subscriptions, existing subscribers can easily opt into the promotion, no poor choice, initial limited time term offer with ability to extend, goal 300,000 Fortnite Club monthly subscribers increased with Apple support. And so there's just a lot of stuff here. Then they have top IP. Then this is a really crazy one. Their top IP collaborations. The biggest collaboration that they did, I'm pretty sure this is not surprising to anyone based on how many skins and items that they have in this. Like, I mean, I didn't really buy very many of them, but I still have a lot of the pickaxes, skins, and gliders. If you couldn't tell, it's Marvel. Marvel is the number one by far. It's a giant gap between Marvel, and then the next up is Star Wars. I really like the Star Wars collab, how they had all of the skins. I mean, I only ended up getting one of the skins and the pickaxe, but still all the skins and the lightsabers and the event that happened, all really cool. Next up is the NFL. As you know, probably, there was two NFL crossovers. The first one bringing the original football skins, and the next one bringing the Gridiron Gang set, which really is really cool. Really like that set, which you can get. Then after that is Travis Scott in a very, very close fourth to the third. They're very close, NFL and Travis Scott. And all that this brought us was it's not surprising with how many people really want the Travis Scott skin. That's probably going to go, it's as soon as Travis Scott comes back, that's going to pass NFL in top IP collaborations by revenue. That is going to pass NFL by a lot because a lot of people want that Travis Scott skin. After that is Marshmello, surprisingly, is Marshmallow, as he only had his skin and his skin set. There was no other skins, and this was way back, like chapter one, the season, what was it, seven. I watched the concert, and I had the skin. It's an okay skin, but the concert was, like, for its time, amazing. So really cool to see that that's still up there. Then next is DC is in like sixth place, I think. Yeah, six is DC. There's quite a few DC skins in the game. And even if you're just buying like the crew packs and stuff, you're still gonna, in the battle passes, you're gonna get them. Like I have three from the crew already. I mean, three from the battle pass and crew. And then I have two other ones from the item shop. But still some DC stuff. Next is John Wick with the two skins. Surprising to see that one up there. But then next is Ninja. Just his skin set. Ninja is after John Wick. Then Nike with the Hang Time bundle and the Hang Time skins. Then this next one really surprised me that it's in the top. With all the crossovers that they did, all of them, like last season, and how many people bought those. The number, this one, which I'm surprised that's up here, I mean, I really like it, but it's Drake. That's it, Drake. And all that he has in the game is 2C Slide. I like the emote, it's on my emote wheel, but still, the fact that he is on that list of top IP collaborations by revenue, it may be a big jump between him and Nike, but still, the fact that it's just an emote. Next is, and then the final one that they have on this list for the top 10 is the Borderlands collaboration where we got the Borderlands skin. Then next, that's pretty cool how they showed the top collaborations. They also had LeBron James was supposed to have an Icon Series outfit in December of last year. However, considering Neymar was pushed back into 2021 for the Battle Pass, maybe we can see LeBron in an upcoming Battle Pass. And NBA outfits were planned to launch as well with this. There was a lot of other collaborations that were supposed to happen that did not end up happening. It's pretty cool. We also have some stats on where they get their money from for Fortnite. Like 26 of all money made in Fortnite is from the Battle Pass. 67% is from the item shop and 7% is from real money bundles. Also, there's some concept for when they were creating originally the season 3 and what it was supposed to look like. And this is pretty cool. Originally, it was going to be called 2020 Goals with Goals Scratched Out and Put Plan of Record. And originally, we were going to have Pleasant renamed Floating Pleasant. If you remember that loot ship, originally, that was supposed to be a name location called Barge, and it's going to move around, but it's going to be called Barge. The yacht is going to be there, Floating Sweaty, Fortilla, Oil Rig Islands, Shadow Agency, and then they have the sharks there, and it's just really cool to see all the concept stuff here. And then concept for cars as well is on here, how those are supposed to look. Upcoming collaborations that they were planning to do. Some of these have already actually happened. But it was going to be, as we already said, there was going to be at one time a So what it was going to be originally for October of 2020, I'm pretty sure, is version 1 of the basketball minigame in Party Royale. Basketball-related emotes and team banners. Now, this is different from home base banners, which most of you are probably know about. These are not the home base banners that you're used to. These are different. These are the these are going to be different because those are home base banners are what you can choose in your locker. So that's pretty cool. Then there's going to be watch parties for a variety of content. Pre- and post-show game shows, player interviews, full games, bespoke content targeted at the Fortnite audience, and more. NBA Final related challenges and unlocks an NBA Final fans experiences at Party Royale. Also, in September or October, we were supposed to have a J Balvin crossover. December, a pop star. Season 15, Warriors. It says here, following the Season 14 Galactus vs. Zero Point event, They are left with the zero point hovering above the island. As season 15 begins, there will be regular disturbances around the zero point that will call heroes from their home base to the island. And then you can see the concept for the original skins here. You're supposed to get a warrior here instead of Mancake, and that's pretty cool. Also, the rock for quarter one of 2021 was supposed to happen. Never happened, but still pretty cool. They also have concept art here for the Gref skin. And you can see they got inspiration from Captain Marvel, which is kind of cool. You can see that there. Then you can also see the Lachlan skin. Then there's going to be there was a minigame play, minigame that was supposed to happen. There's a picture of the armored Batman concept that could end up being the skin. There's also the pictures of what the old Fortnite crew was supposed to look like. It was going to give you access to the club. I don't know if they're going to have that or not, but that would be pretty cool. Then according to, that's pretty much it for that type of news not really too much going on there. But we do have a new tournament. It's the Bandaretta X Cup, which is squads on May 4th, which is tomorrow. And the top 10 teams will win a share of the $10,000 prize pool. Pretty exciting there. So if you wanted to do any of that, then that is going to be there to participate in. If you wanted to do any of that, I definitely think it would be pretty cool if you have a squad that you usually like to play with, but you haven't been able to play with it because of, like, there hasn't really been much squads. Pretty much that is all of that long amount of news from those stuff that got leaked. But then moving on, we have that's pretty much all the news, really. But the only other really news is that the Mando's LTM and weapons were added to the update in tomorrow's May 4th, which lines up with Epic content updates. So there is a high chance for the LTM to return. If you don't have the umbrella, now's your chance to get it. That is all the news, though, for right now. So why don't we take a break, and when we get back from the break, we'll go over the LTMs today and the item shop.